He's one of the grandfathers of Aboriginal theatre, and for Uncle Jack Charles being named the 2019 recipient of the Red Ochre Award for Outstanding Achievement in Indigenous Arts holds particularly special meaning. The same honour was given to his friend and colleague, Bob Mazza, in 1998. Together, they're the co-founders of the first Aboriginal theatre company in Melbourne. It was called Nindathana. Speaking with Away's Rudy Bremer, Uncle Jack Charles takes a look back at some of the triumphs and some of the challenges of his six decades long career.
I am Jack Charles. I'm about to hit 76 this year in September. It's taken almost a lifetime for me to discover who do I think I am. Most people know me as an actor, an activist, and a get-about-town, you know, they know me.
You're also very recently the recipient of the Red Ochre Award. You were the male recipient of the Lifetime Achievement. Firstly, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Rudy. Thank you.
And given sort of the huge span of your career and the many different things that you have done throughout it, what are you most proud of?
My ability to be accessible to all communities, whether they be those that have sought sanctuary here, the Somalians and the other African Australians, and the Vietnamese when they came out, Australians, white Australians and black Australians. So I'm accessible to all people. I have lived experiences of the extreme, 30-odd years of addiction and lots of jail time. And here I am now, being the walking, talking, definitive role model, you know, that can be found on the Smith Street Strip for, you know, having my latte and open to receive my constituents, you know, whether they're coming up cold-biting me for a bob or two or just to have a chat, or some of them, you know, it really impacts upon me when somebody does come up and tells me, Uncle, I've just, I haven't had methadone for a while. I've broken it now. I don't need methadone now. So that's good. I'm able to, that was the message I impart. You know, you have to control. If you want to get off methadone, you have to control your intake. Be master of your own destiny. I have for many years tended my performances, you know, dosed up. And that's wrong, really. And everybody in the cast knew, the management knew, everybody in the cast knew, and the audience knew. So I've had to shape my life to be, you know, to be seen to be rigidity, beyond reproach. That's the role of an elder. So to travel, you know, out of my comfort zone to educate the masses that, yes, even I can be now seen as a leading black light, you know, off the drugs, you know, and off the drink, and now tending performances with honesty and integrity. Well, it's been working. It impacts, you know, it gets people interested, and it gives them a bit of a giggle too, because, you know, I see myself, I tell them often, perhaps I am the second coming, brown like the original one. And I love unleashing, telling the stories, the little parables of my life.
Well, something that we've heard that you're doing is you're writing your memoirs.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jack Charles, a born again black.
Yeah, just Jack Charles, born again black fella, because I am as passionate as a born again Christian about this newfound indigeneity, this indigenousness that I've managed to get from Link Up and Koori Heritage Trust and many people up here in Redfern, the older ones over there, Munro, and that have been telling me, you know, about my mum. So I know now more, that there's more stories to add in this book. I can understand now the reasons why I wasn't really accepted into Aboriginal Melbourne when I came in. So there's a story that will unfold, and I have just tweaked your interest, radio listeners. So you have to buy the Little Black Book of Jack Charles to find out.
When you reflect on your own life in this way, do you think about what you would like to have said to your younger self?
Well, no, not really, because But on reflection, I would love to have, now that I'm going into prisons, adult prisons, I find that I would dearly love to have had somebody of my vintage, or even a spot younger, coming in and, you know, setting us down and being a regular visitor into a jail and that. There's too few of us. We have our liaison officers, but they're ill-equipped to actually work with people with, you know, having had no lived experiences there. In order to get a liaison job, you've got no criminal record. Well, we need the system to change to allow... Well, they do allow me in. I slip in under the radar. And suppose I should undertake that journey in the Supreme Court in Melbourne to have them expunge my criminal record. Blokes like me have to showcase themselves, have to show a way forward. If it fails, it fails, and etc. But the point is, I made the attempt. It's taken me a long time to work up to gumption, actually, over 10 years now, and perhaps this thought was in my mind that, yes, I could start a business in my own right. This criminal record stops me from doing this. I can go overseas without the necessary 9 months' work on people behind closed doors working on my behalf and that, you know. I can just say, you know, faithfully tell that wicked, beautiful lie. No, officer, I have no criminal record.
So you've not yet...
It hasn't happened, but, you know, I've managed to get into even American. I thought everybody at the punters were saying, no, Jack, you'll never get in there in your dreams, you silly old coot. You know, so I said, no, it'll happen. I was confident that people were working behind the closed doors on my behalf, and I thank each and every one of them. They're unheralded, they're unknown in the larger scheme of things. I know some of them, they tell me, and that, you know, so, but the point is, many of them I don't know, and they have been working. And even to get me into New York was a big deal, you know, to go into Trump country, and with a waiver, no less. And it was really strange, because when my band and my crew and myself were going to the embassy in St Kilda Road there, I was the last to be interviewed, and there was the third interviewee, and a Yankee said, "Oh, Mr. Charles, I have your criminal record here. Mr. Charles, there is an incident here. Mr. Charles, a policeman and a knife. What happened?" And so I said to him, just out of the blue, I said, "You'll have to Google me up for that one, mate." You know? And the irony is, when I go to Canada and check out the theatre that we're going to be performing in after New York, and then I go visit a jail over there too and a community centre in Toronto, we fly from Toronto into New York and I'm directed to the second gate where the usual suspects like me go. And there's this big black American behind the desk. He spots me. He's on his mobile. "Oh, Mr. Charles, I'm expecting you. Sit over there." So I sat over there and started to take all the paperwork out of my dilly bag, even a letter from the Victorian police writing, you know, on my behalf, you know. And so there's so many letters of support from noted performers and people in the arts here. He spots me taking all this paperwork out, and he says, no, Mr. Charles, I don't want to see any paperwork, just come here." And he said, "Mr. Charles, look, I've been Googling you." And simple lines, you know, "You've been leading an amazing life, Mr. Charles, you know, I admire what you do. Welcome to New York." Just like that. Simple. I believe the fact is that through Bastardy, that was the beginning of my journey into being a leading blacklight. And that, there's no other term for it. I am a blacklight of the future. You know, if that old fella can do it, I can do it too. A lot of conversations people have with themselves, I believe. Yeah, so, you know, it's steady as the good ship Jack Charles goes. You know? Just really rapt, though, that Arts Council of Australia has chosen me as the male recipient for the Red Ochre Lifetime Achievement Award. I remember Uncle Bob having won it and that, and I was in a hard place, you know. you know, being off the stage for 17 years at one stage and that, and then, you know, how the magic works. Somebody spots me hiding in Melbourne University. Whenever I broke parole, I always used to gravitate towards the university because I know the local jacks aren't allowed on that property unless they're called for. And I was discovered by a fellow from Black Swan Theatre who remembered me performing in the Union Theatre years ago. And he said, he's clearing his desk, Andrew Ross it was, he's clearing his desk because he's going to be going back to Perth, Janet Holmes' court, Black Swan Theatre. And he spotted me and he said, Jack, are you doing anything? I said, no. I said, I'm just looking at the posters here. Well, Jack, come into the office. And I went into the office and he said, Jack, read this little passage in this. Any strange old book he just picked up, read that. So I read it and immediately pinned, oh, he's auditioning me. I said, well, Jack, we're doing, Black Swan Theatre's doing another tour, second tour of Jack Davis's No Sugar, 9-month tour around Australia. Would you like to be in it? Love to have you in it. I said, I'd love to do it. I was in Wanneron Jail when you first came to Melbourne with it. And I had a lot of, gets rid of grapevine down in Wanneron. I heard a lot about Jack Davis and No Sugar and the Noir cast and et cetera and the Amity cast. I just loved it. So I said, well, Jack, we'd like you to, have some money to go to the international bookstop in the city, get a script. And then meet you at, just go to Tullamarine Airport and there'll be a ticket for you to fly over. Somebody will meet you over in Perth. And that's how it's happened. I got back in after 17 years off the stage, doing too many jail sentences, doing the odd movie like The Chant of Jimmy Blacksmith between jail sentences and that, you know. Those were the days when I was performing with poo in my system. Now you look back at it upon it, it's a shame job. But those were the times, those were the days, that was who I was then. I am different now. I'm the same bloke, but I am different. I've cleansed myself.
That was Leading Black Light, Uncle Jack Charles speaking with Rudy Bremer about winning the Australia Council's Red Ochre Award for Lifetime Achievement in Indigenous Arts.